a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us through the break. Robert, Mary here with you now for more of our World Travel get-together. Before we check in with show friend Carolyn Spencer-Brown for today's showcase segment, a brief word about LifeLock.com that now includes Norton Security.
So most of us certainly do a lot of shopping online for travel, gift-giving, or household needs, and with just a few taps on your phone, computer, or smart device, you're done. But online shopping increases the risk of exposing your personal information and does leave you vulnerable to identity theft. And it might be a form of identity theft, like someone stealing from your 401k or taking an online payday loan in your name.
Make it your 2019 resolution and don't let it happen to you. Instead, get LifeLock with Norton, because if you ever have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now, and for the first year, save 10% when you use code RM at LifeLock.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Joining us for segment two this hour is show friend Carolyn Spencer-Brown, the chief content strategist at Cruise Critic. Since we're into a new year and that means new travel opportunities, we thought we'd reconnect with Carolyn and get an update on all things related to the world of cruising. So let's get right to her.
Hey, Carolyn, nice to reconnect with you. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Hope you had a great holiday season.
We did.
So, you know, our listeners across the country, they've heard for years now that the Carnival Corporation and their multiple brands are sustaining sponsors of the program. And I mention that only because I happen to notice on your website a list of the 12 best cruise lines for first-time cruisers, and the Carnival brand was number one. So certainly each cruise company that's out there, regardless whether it's Carnival or other different brands, they all have a different personality. They try to cater to the different needs of travelers. But since we're into the new year, as we just mentioned, that brings new opportunities. What do you suggest are some things for first-timers should they be considering a cruise this year?
So the biggest fallacy about first-time cruisers is that everybody is the same kind of traveler. And so the one piece of advice I would give to anyone who's considering their first cruise is to really evaluate this vacation travel style that you're trying to achieve. Do you want to hang out and party and have a good time and be relaxed? Or do you want to learn and spend 3 days in port and have intense, you know, immersive experiences? What kind of experience do you want? And I think that's where Cruise Critic comes in and is very helpful, because you can do your vacation homework ahead of time, trying to figure out what cruise line is right for you. It's a lot of fun. You can talk to other people who cruise. You can read tons of great stories. And then hand it all over to a great cruise travel agent who can help you kind of winnow down your choices and pick the one that matches your lifestyle.
Great advice.
So I'm hearing out of that, though, set expectations.
Yeah. And I think today it's a great time to cruise because there are so many more options available for people with different tastes and everything. So, Carolyn, as much as we talk about the brands of the world's leading cruise lines and as it relates particularly to ocean cruising, we do talk a lot about river cruising, since there's certainly growth in that area, both in the ships being built as well as, I think, general public interest in river cruising. I'd love your thoughts on both and what you enjoy.
So the first thing I'll say about river cruising, which I have to admit, and I really shouldn't say this, but I think it's my favorite of all the niches of cruising, and I love them all. It's my favorite. I love river cruising, where you pull up into town, you get off your small ship, mm-hmm. you walk around, you do the tours, you get to meet people, you get to experience things. I think it is magical. The last river cruise we did, which was right before the holidays, we went on the Mississippi River with American Queen Steamboat. And I think one of the interesting things is people think of river cruising as being all about Europe. And certainly Europe is huge for river cruising, because so much of Europe developed along the rivers. But so is America. And I think that gets lost in the shuffle. We went from Memphis to New Orleans. And we did Christmas markets along the way, which who knew that you could do that in the U.S.
Right.
That's a huge thing in Europe. Mm-hmm. And the towns were so great, and you just walk on in and you meet people, and it was Natchez and Vicksburg and a blues tour in Clarksdale, and Baton Rouge was gorgeous and vibrant, and all these places I had sort of never really thought about, and they were magical. I kept looking up Realtor.com and seeing what houses cost. It kind of made my husband nervous. But river cruising is also really growing in Asia, and I think it's an amazing way to get off the beaten track, so to speak, to use a cliche, in Asia, but also return every day to your comfortable, hotel.
When we've done the river cruises, AMA Waterways is the partner we talk about a lot, but I just liked using the bicycles and being able to get out and go into the towns. And you're right, when you pull up, I mean, you could bike 3 or 4 miles, and you cover so much of these small little towns, whether you're in France or on the Danube or wherever, and it's really enjoyable. It's a great way to travel.
And here's the trick, is that it's almost always flat cycling.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So exactly.
Anybody can do it. And AMA, in fact, was the pioneer in including bikes on board, and now others do it too. But AMA is partnered with Backroads, and you can be more energetic if you want to, or you can just do a couple of miles at a stretch. But it's a really great way to both be active and recreational and healthy, and also see some stuff off the track that you wouldn't normally see on a bus tour.
Right. So, Carolyn, real quickly, I have a question, but real quickly, tell our listeners roughly how many cruises you take a year before I ask you.
My husband winces when I say this, but I stopped counting at 300.
Okay, so here we go. 300 cruises, ladies and gentlemen. So,
plus.
Carolyn, you're the perfect person to ask. If I ask you to prognosticate for 2019, what are some things that we can expect from the cruise world?
I think my favorite thing of the past few years has been the cruise lines are making it possible for you to be a traveler, not just a tourist. So what I mean by that is you can certainly go on a cruise and let your hair down and just do nothing all day and just have a great time. And that's still really a valid reason to cruise.
Yeah,
but some lines like Azamara, Windstar, some other ones that are somewhat smaller ship lines really encourage you in Viking Ocean to learn while you're cruising. They have great speakers on board. They have long days in port, interesting tours. So I think that's something, especially for people who have said, I would never cruise. This is a way you can cruise and really be a traveler, and I think that's a great trend.
Well, I want to build on that from what you just said because, you know, when Mary and I travel, we like to be adventurous and impromptu when we travel with our family. So having a lot of flexibility built into our schedules, it's important to us. You know, frankly, some of the best travel experiences that we've occurred, you know, they've happened when we've had to go to plan B or C or D or whatever. I mean, so we appreciate the smaller ships. We love the more personalized travel opportunities and itineraries. We're seeing more and more of that in the cruise world out there. How do you like to travel?
We did a family vacation with multi-generations. We went to Bermuda on Royal Caribbean out of Baltimore, and that was a big ship, and that was just the right thing because we had so many different ages, and people could do anything they wanted during the day, and then we got together at night for dinner, and it was just perfect. Hmm. When my husband and I go out, we love to do a small ship cruise where we can just relax and just be. We're working hard like you guys do. You know, we're tired, but we want to see things. We want to get off the track. We don't want to go to the same big ports that all the big ships are going to. And sometimes just getting out of Dodge is, we're getting out of Dodge next week to go on Princess down in the Caribbean, on Caribbean Princess, and we're just happy to be on the board, on the ship. We just want to chill out and relax. So it just depends on what's in your life at that moment.
Well, I think that, that's true. So we talked about the river cruising, as you just talked about the larger ships with cruising. The one thing about cruising overall as a vacation experience, if we want to look at it that way, is if you have kids, they've got you covered. If you're a couple, you're good to go. I mean, as you just said, if it's multi-generational travel, not a problem. You know, even solo travelers, you can go enjoy cruising. So there is something for everybody out there. And when you break out the cost factor of it, it really, I would suggest, it's probably one of the most inexpensive ways to travel, and it's all-encompassing. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that one, because I think as the ships have gotten bigger and bigger, the pricing and the fares have become less inclusive rather than more inclusive, so you pay extra.
Well, okay, you are paying on, like, the excursions or this and that,
right.
But if you go all-inclusive, now...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with that.
I gotcha. Frankly, I think Viking Ocean was one really that was such a leader in this. Viking took the river model, which is very inclusive and a bit more expensive than an ocean cruise in most cases. Mm-hmm. And Viking came out with a product that was reasonably priced, but includes a shore excursion every day. It includes drinks. It includes just about everything. And it's at a reasonable price and a beautiful experience. And so I think the cruise lines have had to really kind of gin up to compete with what Viking's doing, and that's helped the consumers.
Well,
and
I agree with you.
As you guys know, this is wave season,
right.
And this is the best time to get value, no matter whether you go all-inclusive or not. It's the best time of the year to get a value package that really you get the most bang for your buck.
I do think that that's important, because if you go and the cruise lines can, with all the upcharging for this excursion or the photos with the family here or whatever, or the drink, that can get crazy. But we would certainly encourage the all-inclusive option, because I think when you break it all out, once you're on the ship, you're going to come out ahead anyway. That's my opinion on it. But
I think it's about, you have to do the math and to see what's important to you. If you don't drink and you don't take shore excursions, it might not actually be the best value for you. But if you like to have a cocktail and you don't want to worry about, you know, reaching into your pocket for a key card every 5 minutes. I think it's a great way to go. I personally prefer it.
Carolyn, listen, always nice to reconnect with you. We enjoy when you come on the show with us. You're welcome here anytime. We hope you enjoy your upcoming travels. And, folks, cruisecritic.com. It's a very detailed, helpful website if you're interested in cruising. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you both.
Great chatting with you again, Carolyn. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, there goes Carolyn. Always enjoy having her on the show. We'll have her back sometime soon. A reminder, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break for a few sponsor messages. We hope you'll stay right where you are as there's more RM World Travel coming right up.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.